This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
When was the last time I took a road trip? How many national parks could I hit in 2 weeks? What about hotels? Wait, hey, Erica, how much am I spending on travel?
When your questions about life turn into questions about money, there's Erica, the virtual financial assistant to help you spend, save, and plan smarter. Only from Bank of America. What would you like the power to do? Erica is only available in the English language. You must download the latest version of the mobile banking app, only available on select mobile devices. Your chat may be recorded and monitored for quality assurance. Message and data rates and additional terms may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Dr. Willie Jolly, and I want to welcome you to the new and improved Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways podcast. After many years of interviewing the best and brightest thought leaders around the world on my SiriusXM show, I am excited to now have those interviews available to people around the globe on this podcast. So many people would write us and say, I love what I've been hearing about your interviews with these great people. Where can I access them? I live in this country or that country, or I don't have access to that technology. How can I get the information? Well, I'm so excited now that we are able to offer the information and the interviews free on this podcast. So we want you to sit back and enjoy this message and let me know how you like them. And then do me a favor. If you like them, send a review, write a review and post it. And if you like it, hit like on here and share it and tell everybody you know about it. And then subscribe to this podcast so you'll get the alerts when we post a new interview episode. Thank you for listening and enjoy the Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways podcast.
Named one of the outstanding five speakers in the world.
Inducted into the Speaker Hall of Fame.
Award-winning singer.
Best-selling author.
And now, here's Willie Jolly.
Hello, everybody. Yes, I got only just a minute, only 60 seconds in it. Oh, it's forced upon me. I can't refuse it. I didn't seek it. I didn't choose it, but it's up to me to use it. I must suffer if I lose it, give account if I abuse it. Oh, it's just a tiny little minute, but our eternities are wrapped up in it. I'm grateful for this minute, this moment, this opportunity, one more time to be on with you and to share some ideas that I hope will empower, inspire, encourage, uplift, and help you to have greater wealth, health, and wisdom in every part of your life. So I am grateful, grateful, grateful for this opportunity to be on with you. I am Dr. Willie Jolly, and you're listening to the Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways show and podcast all over the world now. All around the world, and I'm grateful for it. And I'm grateful for each and every one of you who has helped to make this show a number one selling show and rated show for self-help on this network. And I am grateful. And you know, I always take a moment to give God some glory. I'm grateful. I give God some glory. I am proud and loud about it because I am so blessed. And you know, it's a terrible thing to get a gift and get a blessing, and you don't take the time to say thank you. So I give God glory. I say thank you, God, for the gifts, the blessings, all that you've done, all that you have been, and all you continue to do. You know, I know everybody doesn't believe like I do, but I'm okay with that. But I know which side of the bread my bread is buttered on and who's doing the buttering, and I'm giving God the glory. And my ongoing statement is, God's gift to you is life. Your gift to God is what you do with your life. So I'm encouraging you to do something extraordinary with your life, something outstanding with your life, and something magnificent with your life, no matter where you are on your journey, that you do the best you can with what you got to give. So I am grateful, 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 grateful. Next thing I want to do is give you a quick thank you message to the folks who helped make this possible. That's our sponsor, our friends at Truist Bank. We're happy to have the support of Truist Bank. And I want to tell you about Truist Money and Mindset. The way you think and feel about money can affect your confidence and, frankly, your total well-being. That's especially true when life gets real, throws challenges your way, and knocks you off track. No matter what happens, you must understand the power of money and mindset. So now Money and Mindset from Truist gives you tips and tools to help you feel more financially prepared through your planned life moments. And when life just happens, you are also ready. Folks, this is a wonderful tool that you need to know about. You can check it out at Money and Mindset on Truist.com. Just go to Truist.com, look for Money and Mindset, and you'll find it in the main menu. You'll be glad you did. Now, that is a great segue. I've been talking about giftings and using your gifts and doing all you can with what you got. Well, the guest I have today has done that. He has done that over and over again. He is now in his 80s. He's in his 80s. He'll tell you exactly how many 80s, but he has had a magnificent, incredible life. He has had more experiences just about than anybody I have ever met. He's one of my mentors. He's one of my friends, and he's one of the folks who encourage me and give me wise counsel. His name is Carlos Campbell. He's a businessman extraordinaire. He's an author, a filmmaker, a public servant, a public speaker. He has been on the board of, so many publicly and privately held corporations. He's one of the largest or the longest terms or the greatest number of public and private board members in the world. He's a board member and a fellow of the National Association of Corporate Directors. And he has been also a assistant secretary of commerce for economic development with the U.S. Department of Commerce. He served on the President's Council on Integrity and Efficiency as a member of the United States Department of the Treasury Task Force. He's been all over the world. He's a pilot. He has served in the Navy. He was a commissioned officer, and he has had some of the most incredible life experiences with some of the most incredible people that you would ever know from his childhood. When he tells you who he grew up sitting under, you'll understand why he is so broad and rounded in his thinking. He is one of my dear buddies and one of my great mentors, Carlos Campbell. Carlos, are you there?
Thank you, Dr. Jolly. I appreciate that introduction, and I appreciate you having me on your show.
Well, look, I am so honored to have you. I've been wanting to have you for so long. And every time we talk, I just say, man, how can you fit that much in one life? It's amazing to me. So why don't you give me a little thumbnail in the minutes we have now of where you came from and how you got to be even in the position to have the kind of life you've had.
Thank you. Well, first of all, I accredit whatever success I have had to my father and to Jesus.
Amen. You
know, I'm very much a believer in what Dick Gregory called the God force.
Yes.
Without that force, I wouldn't be here.
Amen.
I was born in Harlem in 1937 on Edgecombe Avenue. Our neighbors were icons, W.B. Du Bois, Paul Robeson, Count Basie, and Joe Louis. Now, Count Basie and Joe Louis moved to St. Albans when my dad moved. My folks got divorced when I was 5. We moved to St. Albans. We were surrounded by superstars, Jackie Robinson, Roy Campanella, Count Basie, Ella Fitzgerald, Ray Brown, Illinois Jacquette, Wynonie Harris. So people like this, Bill Kenny and the Ink Spots, Fats Waller's sons, Maurice. So you grow up seeing nothing but stars, and that gives you confidence in yourself from an ethnic standpoint. My father was an immigrant from Panama. He came to the United States in 1925 at the age of 21, spent a brief time in Cuba. He worked his way through high school, through Heron High School, which became DeWitt Clinton or the other way around. And then he worked his way through St. John's, graduated in 1933. He was on the cover of the Panama Gazette, the newspaper, when he graduated because he realized that dream. He was a tough taskmaster. He opened an accounting practice at 209 West 125th Street in Harlem. That was called the Heart of Harlem. Then he opened a barbershop for his friend Luther Drakeford. And business was going so well that he went to the bank to borrow money to open up two more. And the banker said, young man, you have your nerve asking to borrow this kind of money. But if you have the nerve to ask, I have the nerve to make the loan. So he had three barbershops. He was also in the National Guard in the 369th. And he was a staff sergeant there. And then after the war, he sold the barbershops and he opened a liquor store. And then in 1957, he founded Allied Federal Savings and Loan. It was the second Black-controlled financial institution in the history of New York City. So he did that in 1957. And he owned a lot of real estate and things like that. So he was a very devout and focused businessman. He was like many West Indians. That's part of the culture. I graduated from high school at the age of 16 in 1954 and got a scholarship to Michigan State to run track. Well, the scholarship was a work program, so you get enough money to pay your room and board, and you don't have to pay tuition.
Right.
And you get a book card. So he sat me down. He said, look, you're going to work your way through. I did it during the Depression, and you're going to do it. So, you know, I just saluted and kept going on. And then 2 years, a year later, I tried out. One of the coaches asked me to try out for the football team. So I made the football team. And I just wanted to do that because I loved, you know, I never played football. And I had a roommate, Clarence Peets, who took me under his wing and really taught me how to play and the difference between being fast and being quick and keeping your head up and your eyes open. And, you know, Duffy's came from the school of pain where he said, if you want to make this team, you have to hurt somebody. And so you had to be very physical. So my father found out I was on the football team and my grades were suffering. And he came out and talked to me. I was a city champion in high school, city, state, and county in track. And he talked to me like the NFL was standing outside my door waiting to draft me. I wasn't trying to get drafted. I had no desire to play pro football. I just wanted to make the varsity football team, the traveling team. I was a redshirt because the football players had the best social lives. So I just wanted to socialize, you know what I'm saying? So I left the football team. He had a philosophy that was very interesting. He said, there's no substitute for hard work. Biggest room in the world is the room for improvement. Don't make excuses, make good.
Say that again. Say those again, because those are both powerful.
Okay, the biggest room in the world is the room for improvement.
Yes.
There's no substitute for hard work.
No substitute for hard work.
Right.
Don't make excuses.
Don't make excuses, make good.
Make good, just get it done.
No substitute for hard work.
No substitute.
Respect the rights of others, respect yourself. And he said, and then he had all these things he was about. And then he said, sleep fast.
You know, that has been a message I've heard from a lot of achievers. Sleep fast.
Sleep fast. So he gave me a lot of advice. Mainly, he got me to put my priorities in order, giving up football. And he said, the only car you can afford is the one you can buy for cash.
I want to stop right there. I want to say that again, folks, because Carlos often says this when we're in meetings with other achievers. He say, remember to the young ones, the only car you can afford is the one you buy for cash because you're giving portions of your money away in interest payments. Am I right?
Exactly. You know, so we don't pay interest. My first car cost me $135 and I sold it 2 years later. For $35. My second car cost me about $350. And then I moved up. I got one for about $750, you know. But I keep my, today I have two cars. One is, I think, 14 years old. The other one's 4 years old. I've got a BMW and a pristine Mercedes convertible. And that's the one that's 14 years old. It looks like it's still in the showroom.
And you bought it without paying any interest?
I paid cash for it.
That's right. So, folks, this is a part of the reason I wanted him on, because he talks about wealth building and the mindset, how he learned these things from W.B. Du Bois and his dad and all the great achievers. There are some lessons he's going to share in this interview from people he's met. I'm telling you, folks, you want to take out a pad and pencil and catch the pearls as they come, because he's going to be dropping them on you, because he drops them on me all the time. And I say, oh, stop. I got to write that one down. We're going to be right back. You're listening to Dr. Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways Show. And for sure, and for sure, and for sure, the best is yet to come. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to revolutionize your relationship with money? I'm Brian Ford, a financial wellness expert.
And I'm Bright Dixon, an expert in positive psychology. Together, we host Money and Mindset with Bright and Brian, a podcast from Truist Bank that's all about exploring the relationship between your money, your mindset, and your well-being.
Find us wherever you listen to podcasts or truist.com/moneyandmindset podcast.
Hi, this is Dr. Willie Jolly, and I have a question for you. Have you ever wondered why some people can make $1 million, lose it, make a second million, lose that, then make a third million, while other people can't even make ends meet? Well, the reason is that those people know the recipe for success. And that recipe is available to everyone if you will do what they did. They made a habit of getting positive motivational resources of great thinkers and great learners. And I want to offer those same kind of resources to you. We've developed a free page on my website. It's wjspeaks.com/gift. wjspeaks.com/gift. On that site, we've got resources, books, audios to help you to grow, and they're free. So go to wjspeaks.com/gift, wjspeaks.com/gift, and get some of those resources, and then share that page with your friends and your family members. We want to impact and inspire millions of people. And remember, if you enjoy this message on this podcast, like it, share it, and post a review about it and make a difference in the lives of others by letting them know about it. Have a great day. This is Dr. Willie Jolly. And we're back. This is Dr. Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways Show and podcast around the world and around the country, from border to border and coast to coast, and around the world now globally on podcasts. You can get it on iHeart Radio, C-Suite Radio, TuneIn, Stitcher, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. The Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways podcast is available 24/7 for you. We've got the best and the brightest interviews there to help you create wealth, health, and and wisdom, and you can do it. I also want to encourage you to go to winwithwilly.com. Winwithwilly.com. That's my website portal. It's a big website. It's a full service website where we have numerous other websites all on that site. So you can go to my marriage site. You can go to my faith-based site. You can go to my youth motivational site. You can go to my music site. We got sites there to take you. You can have, it's like Disney World. You could be there all day having fun with information, inspiration, and entertainment. So make sure to go to winwithwilly.com. And when you're there, sign up for my newsletter. Once a week, I send out the tips of the things I've been learning, whether it's in the interview here on XM or whether it's in my life journey, and things that will help you. And it's free. What I say is free, F-R-E-E. So go to winwithwilly.com. And look for the Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways newsletter. Sign up for it. And you'll get some goodies when you do it as well. You get access to some free ebooks, some free music, some free articles, things that will help you. Our goal is to help more people to win more, to create wealth, and to create long-term legacy that outlives them and even outlives the next generation. We're trying to set goals for 100 years out. And that's what we're trying to help you do. Well, my guest today is someone who has helped me to do that kind of thinking. He's the Honorable Carlos E. Campbell. He is an extraordinary businessman. When I first heard of the word SPAC, that is a term that many people are now talking about. I heard it from Carlos. And I said, Carlos, what is that? He explained it to me. When I wanted to learn about being on a corporate board, one of my goals now is to be on a corporate board, I went to Carlos. I said, Carlos, you've been on somewhere like 40 or so corporate boards. Tell me what it takes to be a good board member, what I can do to help the company grow their profits and their performance. What do I need to know? And he's schooled me on being a corporate board, because he's been on so many, and he has even started a bank. And so I am so honored. He's a former assistant secretary of commerce. He understands economics. He understands science. He understands philosophy, and he's a pilot. He was telling the story of growing up in Harlem with his neighbors being W.E.B. Du Bois and Jackie Robinson and so many others, and what he learned in that process and from his father. He was an achiever. But then Carlos went to Michigan University, and then he left there. And how did you get in the Navy, Carlos?
I went to the Officers Candidate School in Newport, Rhode Island when I graduated, right after I graduated from Michigan State. I graduated in March of 1959. So I worked for an engineering firm, Snell Associates, who Dr. Snell turned out to be the next door neighbor to George Romney, who I would end up working for when I got out of the Navy. So I went to OCS. I was the only Black person in my class. We had about 300 officer candidates, seaman apprentices. And I didn't have to learn how to get along with white folks. I had to learn to get along with myself. The lesson. And when we had the weapons exam, that washed out half the class.
Wow.
And I was very anxious. He went up to the board every Friday. They put your grades up on the board. And I went on a bulletin board, and I went out. I was number 3 in the weapons exam. So from that day on, I knew I wasn't as dumb as I looked. So I got through weapons, and then I went to various schools, and I got my wings as a naval flight officer. And I had a great time, best years of my life. I stayed on active duty for 9 years.
And you were actually a pilot.
I got my license as a pilot when I got out of the Navy.
Oh, okay. All right. But so, you were in the Navy, and you traveled around the world, and you even met my uncle Dick Williams, Richard Williams, who was one of the first African-American commanders of a base. And I'm giving him a shout out because he's also in his mid-80s. How old are you now, Carlos?
84. I spoke with Dick yesterday.
Wow. All right. Fantastic. Well, he's my uncle, and I just love him a lot. He always has given me good counsel and good encouragement. Well, Carlos continued to have achievement. He got out of the Navy. He got into government. He worked for George Romney. I mean, you have had so many lives, man. You had just like one life, and then you make a complete change from that. So you went from working in the Navy, and you went completely different. Tell us about where you went next.
Well, when I left the Navy, and I worked for Control Data Corporation as a senior systems analyst. And then Sam Jackson, he was a brother. He was in President Nixon's sub cabinet, and I had met President Nixon. And coincidentally, Nixon's naval aide, Craig Campbell, and I were classmates at the Naval Postgraduate School. And I had met Nixon when he came to Michigan State. So I worked in his administration with Sam Jackson at HUD. And then after that, I got fellowships to write a book on new communities. I got one from the Ford Foundation and one from the National Endowment for the Arts. And I basically applied to the National Endowment for the Arts. And as a backup, I applied to Ford. And I got both grants. So I wrote a book on new communities. Margaret Mead wrote the epilogue. Harvey Cox, a theologian at Harvard, wrote the book.
Let's stop for a minute there. You mentioned Margaret Mead. Margaret Mead, the great anthropologist, is that correct?
Correct.
She was a dear friend of yours.
Absolutely. I invited her to Reston. She spent a day with me in Reston. I produced a film festival and focused on agency with the honorary executive producer. She did my television show. And we were very close. She helped me a lot.
Tell me something you learned from Margaret Mead.
Oh, my God. Probably the most unpretentious person that I've ever met with incredible common sense. Mm. When we get a luncheon for her, the developer of Reston, Bill Magnus, and I said, how do I introduce you, Dr. Mead? She said, Carlos, that's not my name. My name is Margaret. And then when people came up to her at the Lake Ann Plaza and says, aren't you Margaret Mead, aren't you? And she just looked at me, she says, Carlos, this is my public. And when the book came out, I went up to see her at Columbia. She wasn't in Columbia. She was at the Museum of Natural History someplace else. I wanted to see her. And I gave her 6 books. And she said, take 4 of these back. Don't give all your books away. You'll never make any money. You know, things like that.
Common sense is not a common thing, folks. He says right. She was a woman of common sense, and she was a woman who got things done. And as we're talking about people you knew and you met, that let me take a moment as you've gone through this life. You've got a friend that many people know named Jim Brown, and he's one of your best buddies.
Jim, I met Jim in L.A. I was trying to get work as an actor. I got in the grill in the union, and I was a good friend of Greg Marsh. He was on Mission Impossible.
Right.
I got to meet a lot of the people, and Jim, you know, since we're both from Long Island, he said, anytime you're in L.A., you have a place to stay. He's living by himself at a place we call the Pad up at the top of Sunset Plaza. From his house, you could see downtown L.A. Look ahead, you could see LAX, the airport. Look to the right, you can see the Pacific Ocean. And if you look far enough, you'll see Mount Fuji in Japan. He has the most spectacular view you can imagine. So we just hit it off as friends. And, you know, we hung out a lot with interesting people. When he took me over to a place in Beverly Hills, there were like 6 Ferraris, huge tennis court, swimming pool. It was Dean Martin's house.
Wow.
Jeannie, and I met the woman who sued Lee Marvin for palimony, Michelle Marvin. We used to play, we all played tennis together.
Wow.
And they treated us like royalty. They would make our lunch and stuff like that. So, you know, I met a lot of nice people through Jim.
Give me a couple of the learning lessons you got from Jim Brown, because he was the dominant football player, and he retired at the top of his game. He retired when he was still setting records in the prime of his life. He said, "I'm done." Tell me how he thinks like that. He went from one career to another, and he excelled at each one.
Well, let me put that in perspective. He's in the Hall of Fame for lacrosse in college. He's in the Hall of Fame for football in college. He's in the Hall of Fame in NFL for football. He was third team All-American in basketball. He plays 5th in the decathlon. He is the most tenacious athlete I've ever known. I had breakfast with Sam Huff out at the Marriott maybe 7 or 8 years ago. And he said Jim was the greatest athlete that ever played the game. That came from Sam Huff.
Wow.
And Sam said, I never said a bad word about him, and he never said a bad word about me. And he said he hit him one time, and he sort of stunned Jim, but Jim would not leave the game. one play later, he was back to himself.
Wow.
Well,
wow.
Jim is very, he studied philosophy at Syracuse.
He studied philosophy at Syracuse?
Right. And he's a chess player.
Wow.
And so here's the thing. He said, participation is not about competition. It's about setting the standard. That helped me because when I got into corporate governance, I wanted to set the standard.
Let me say that again, folks. So again, participation.
It's not about competition.
Not about competition.
It's about setting the standard.
It's about setting the standard. And folks, that's what we try to do in this show, helps to set the standard for excellence in radio and also in podcasts and in the guests I bring and in the impact it has on people's lives. Because I believe a good life is the number of years you live, but a great life is the impact you have on the people who you come across during that life that you live. Hey, we got to take a quick break. We're going to come right back with Carlos Campbell, the Honorable Carlos Campbell, more to come and lots of information. And you should hear the rest of the people he knows because they are incredible. This is Dr. Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Way Show. We're going to take a break for station identification. Hi, this is Dr. Willie Jolly, and I got an email from a gentleman in Australia who shared how he had been struggling in his business, and he bought some of my books and audios, and how it had a profound impact on his business, and he went from worst to first in his company. I shared with him how much I appreciated his note, but I told him those books, those audios, those videos were not just something that I just thought up one day and started to write. They were born out of my experiences, out of the challenges of overcoming the problems and the difficulties and how I was able to do it. And I shared with him that others have sent similar messages and that these resources work. I want to encourage you and invite you to go to my store. Go to wjspeaks.com/shop. wjspeaks.com/shop. Get some of the books. It only takes a minute to change your life. Or a setback is a setup for a comeback. Or turn setbacks into greenbacks. Or chicken soup for the soul. Or an attitude of excellence. Or the book I wrote with my wife after 34 years of being married and not having an argument in over 30 years. We wrote a book called Make Love, Make Money, Make It Last. And now it is saving marriages all over the globe. Go to the store. Get some of the audios, the videos, the books, the resources to help you have greater personal and professional success. This is Dr. Willie Jolly. Make this a great day on purpose. And we're back. This is Dr. Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Way Show and podcast that is now available all over the world, 24/7 on C-Suite. I want everybody to go to C as in Charlie, Suite, like a suite of room, S-U-I-T-E, and then subscribe there because they give a lot of goodies. They give a lot of goodies to all the people who are part of the C-Suite network. So please make a commitment to go and check them out, and you will be glad you did. So C-Suite, iHeart, Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher, and Apple Podcasts is where you can get my podcast. Anywhere you get your podcast, you'll get it, but those are the ones I recommend. Now, I also take another moment to thank our sponsor, Truist Bank. Look, I'm just grateful. I'm grateful. Truist believes that better lives and communities begin with care. That includes caring a lot about the well-being of their clients, their customers. And let me tell you what I mean. Truist is really, I mean, really interested in improving the connection between your finances and your personal well-being. So they launched Money and Mindset. It's an online resource to help you build financial confidence and a healthier mindset around your money, because that's what usually messes people up is their thinking, how they think about their money. Look, I've spent some time with this Money and Mindset program, folks. It's incredible. It's the real deal. One good takeaway I found was when you're on top of your finances, you can enjoy benefits beyond reaching goals. Think reducing overall stress or feeling a greater assurance and reassurance knowing you're better prepared for a financial challenge should it come your way. There's also a Truest Money and Mindset podcast for all your podcast needs. You're looking for some real talk about money? It's called Money and Mindset with Bright and Brian. Let me say it again. It's called Money and Mindset with Bright and Brian, and you can find it wherever you listen to podcasts. So I highly encourage you to make some time to jump into this great resource. Search Truest.com, Money and Mindset. Truest, Money and Mindset online, or head right to Truest.com, and you can find it in the main menu. You'll be glad you did. Well, my guest today is my dear friend, Carlos Campbell, who is a mentor. He is a friend. He's an advisor. He's a supporter, and he's an encourager. He encourages me all the time, and he helps to keep me going. When things come time a little challenging, he says, Dr. Jolly, you killed him today. He'll send me a note, and I say, thank you, Carlos. And let me tell you, he has some of the greatest quotes. I'm always taking on my phone here. I'm pulling up my phone. I am looking at all of the different things I've learned from Carlos Campbell. Let's see this one. He talks about, don't make excuses, make good. And there are three levels. Here's one you can talk about, Carlos. Three levels of conflict. The conflict creators, the instigators, the agitators, and the signifiers.
Dozens, the dozens. That got me in trouble. Let me go back to Jim for a minute.
Yes, please. We're going to go back to Jim Brown. He was talking about Jim Brown and lessons he learned about Jim Brown and about setting the standard. And there's another quote I love that he gives. He'll give it to you.
He said, the mark of a champion is consistency. Mm. He said, in football, during the game, you dominate with your physicality, but you overwhelm with your mentality.
Oh, that's the one I love. You dominate with your physicality, and you overwhelm with your mentality. And that's what he did, didn't he?
Absolutely. And he said he never missed a game and never missed a practice.
Wow. And they would say, I was younger when he was playing, but when he would get hit, he would slowly get up off the
That's right.
take his time. They think he's hurt. They think he's done. They think he's winded. And then he'd come back and just bowl him over again. He said, I'm going to dominate this game. And that's what he did.
And when we played a pickup game of basketball, he's got some hoops in the driveway, and we'd be playing 3-on-3. We play for an hour.
Yes,
we debrief for like 2 hours. We'll talk about every shot, every move. It's amazing. But when he has a golf game, he goes, like, if he's going to play Sam Jackson on Wednesday, he goes out Tuesday night and drives and putts. I go out with him.
Wow.
Because he's playing, a game.
Wow.
I've been privileged to be the water boy when he was with Bill Russell and Freddie Williamson. And they really get on my case because I'm not a golfer.
So you learned a lot from Jim Brown. I love that, though, about dominate and setting the standard.
Yeah, and he has a program called American. And he's taken ex-offenders and turned them into real men. Mm. They take responsibility for their families. When they graduate, and whether they get an associate degree or a bachelor's degree, they get a little card, like a 3x5 card, and put on a piece of string and hang it around their neck when they go to a meeting to show what they've done.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Wow. Jim Brown, quite a guy.
He is the most active listener I've ever met in my life.
Amazing. I talked recently about, on my show recently, about an impact Jim Brown had on Richard Pryor. And many of you might have heard that show. I had the interview with Joe Calloway, where he gave the story of Jim Brown going into hospital when Richard Pryor had the freebasing incident. And he said to Richard Pryor, Richard Pryor was complaining about what wasn't going to happen, how people, he said, okay. What you going to do about it, Rich?
Right.
No. And Rich would complain. So he said, no. What are you going to do about it, Rich?
Right.
What are you going to? And he would make you have personal responsibility to achieve. Am I right?
Absolutely.
No excuses. Because your daddy told you that. Jim Brown told you, no excuses. Make good. Do good.
Let me tell you about a meeting with Muhammad Ali. So Muhammad's up at the pad. We call the place the pad. And he's standing, I never met him before. So he's standing in the middle of the living room. And he looks at me and says, put him up, put him up. And I'm like, come back. He says, put him up, put him up. He starts yelling and screaming at me. So I have to do it like this. He said, you want to see my right? And then he says, you want to see it again?
Unbelievable. The people you have met, Bucky Fuller. You met Bucky Fuller.
R. Buckminster Fuller. Well, we celebrated our birthday in 1971. Konstantinos Doxiadis, a great architect, city planner from Greece, he had a symposium. He had about 60 people from around the world. And we had a ship that we toured the Peloponnesus, left the outport, Piraeus, which is the outport of Athens. And we had this dinner the night before. And he asked me to escort Margaret Mead back to the hotel. We were at the, I think, King George or something on Constitution Plaza. And we stayed up until 3 o'clock in the morning, sitting outside. I'm just listening. I'm just totally blown away. That's how we met. So on the cruise, and this is by invitation only, we had Bucky Fuller, we had Jonas Salk, we had Eric Erickson, we had Surabhi from, I think, India, head of their Atomic Energy Commission. We had Lady Jackson, Barbara Ward, and, you know, people of that ilk.
Yeah.
And Carlos Campbell. So I had never written before, and everybody there were authors also. So the first thing I said, I'm going to write a book. You know, that's one of the reasons I decided to write my book. And Harvey Cox was there. Larry Halpin was there. He designed the Roosevelt Memorial. So, and Frank Smallwood, he was a dean up at Dartmouth. And these people invited me to speak. Harvey Cox invited me to speak at Harvard. Frank Smallwood invited me to speak up at Dartmouth. So it was a great opportunity. I met a lot of people, and it was transformative in my life personally.
Well, what did Bucky, how did Bucky Fuller become so successful? What was his thinking? What was his philosophy?
Well, first of all, he told me he never slept. He was not a sleeper. He went to the Naval Academy, dropped out of the Naval Academy. And he said something to me. He said, you know, he didn't really need the money, but in those days he charged for $500 to speak because it forced people to organize when he made an appearance.
Yeah.
He came over to my table one day, Carlos, can I join you? I said, what? You know, he was a brilliant, brilliant person that knew no bounds of creativity.
He was incredible, incredible.
He designed cars. He designed the buckyball, the dome, the geodesic dome. And he was very practical. The strongest unit is the triangle. So he took these triangles and put them together and made a big dome. He was just a phenomenal man and a nice man and unpretentious.
You have been in places that only a few people have been able to be in. You've been in some of the conferences the conferences, the one that's in, I think it's in Montana that they have. You've told me about that conference where the elite come to share ideas and you're always invited.
Renaissance weekend.
Yes.
Renaissance. And we meet in Charleston, South Carolina, every New Year's Eve weekend for about 4 days. And President Clinton put it on the map. Phil and Linda Later. Phil was the ambassador to the Court of St. James. Before that, he was head of SBA. And his wife, Linda, she's a PhD theologian from Yale. And, you know, who's who come, you know, they attend. They invited me, I've been going there for about 10 years, but they invited me 5 years before I went because I just thought it was a number two out of my league. I mean, judges, Supreme Court, associate justices, governors, mayors, the people I met, you know, Bill Nelson, the senator. My favorite is Dr. Ruth. You know, Dr. Ruth.
Dr. Ruth, the sex therapist?
Right. Did you know she was a sniper in the Israeli army?
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Wow. So what motivates you, Carlos? What motivates you to keep doing all of these different things? What motivates?
You know, Nelson Mandela, Matiba, said, "We are here to manifest the glory of God that is within us."
Yes.
Micah says, "Pursue justice, embrace mercy, and walk humbly." I try to get two of those right.
So, amen.
You know, so
you also use a quote. I want a biblical quote often in our meetings about being molded in the cauldron of fire. What's that quote? That biblical.
Well, Isaiah it says, "I have molded you not in silver, but in the furnace of affliction."
That's how you become what you are. That's how you become great, folks. Yeah. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back. We've got more that we've got to share from this incredible man and this incredible life. You got to hear more about the people he has met. I mean, every time we talk, he said, "Oh yeah, I was on a plane with somebody, or I went to dinner with them, and I was there." And I say, "Man, how does he do all the things he's done? How has he sat on so many corporate boards? What did he learn? What did they want from him? Why did they call him and invite him?" It was because of what he brought to the party. And let me tell you, people like him bring a lot. We'll be right back. This is Dr. Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Way Show, and for sure, the best is yet to come.
Friendship is not about being convenient. It's about being committed and consistent.
You can call on me
when you need me.
You can call on me.
Call me.
You can call on me.
Pick up the phone.
You can call
and call me.
Hi, this is Dr. Willie Jolly, and people often ask, how did I go from a broke, busted nightclub singer to become a best-selling author and to be voted one of the outstanding 5 speakers in the world by the 175,000 members of Toastmasters International? The answer is that I decided to invest and change my thinking, invest in my mindset, and decided to change my inputs, because inputs determine outputs. I heard about a seminar years ago when I was just getting started. I was making about $100 a speech, and I heard this seminar that was creating millionaires, and it cost $10,000, but the guy was getting results. I didn't have that kind of money, but I decided to borrow it, because I learned that there's a price for success, the price of college, the price of going to school, the price of education. There's a price for success, and then there's a cost for not paying the price, the cost of staying the same. And that cost is greater than the price. It's too expensive. And so I went, and it changed my life. And I came back and quickly made $100,000. I heard a similar story from Dr. Dave Martin, how he went to a success rally, heard a speaker who inspired him. He and his friend said, "Wow, that's changed my life." The speaker had a package of materials to help build wealth. The package cost $1,500. And that was all the money Dr. Dave had to his name. Dr. Dave's friend asked, "Do you think this stuff is worth it?" Dr. Dave thought for a moment. He said, "I don't know. I don't know if it's worth it. But I do know that I'm worth it. I'm worth it." He invested that money in that package and used the materials to grow his thinking. He grew his mindset. He shared how that $1,500 investment has gone on to generate millions in revenues. He's a multimillionaire. And he has homes now in Arizona and Florida. I want to say to you, it's time to invest in you. I want to give you some materials that will help you grow you, grow your mindset, grow your future, grow your finances. Go to wjspeaks.com/billionaire. wjspeaks.com/billionaire to get some materials that will inspire your success and will help you find that there's a price for success, but there's a cost for not paying the price. And the cost is always greater than the price. Go to wjspeaks.com/billionaire and get the bag, the box, or any of the materials there, and keep growing your wealth. And remember, as a man thinketh, so as he is, and your best is yet to come. And we're back. This is Dr. Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Way show and podcast around the world. And I've got my special guest, the Honorable Carlos C. Campbell. And Carlos is an incredible man. Let me tell you, he mentioned in the last segment about writing a book. He's the author of New Towns, Another Way to Live, which was published and became the Book of the Month Club for Selection when it was published. He's published over 250 articles. He is a licensed pilot, a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association, the Screen Actors Guild, and AFTRA. And he also has appeared in the book, The Good Fight, by former Vice President Walter Mondale. And he has been in documentary films. He has been on CNN, ABC, Black America Forum. I mean, he has been on radio and television. I saw him one day when we first met, and I was down at the waterfront on my bike. And I heard somebody say, "Hey, Willie." And he's sitting on his yacht with these big baller shot callers. And he's got, you know, he's got some materials, and he's kind of looking around. And I said, "Carlos, is that you?" He said, Yeah. Come on over, meet some folks." He's always open to introduce you to people who will blow your mind in terms of their achievements. Okay, Carlos. So real quick, I want to talk about a little more about what you learned as you went through these different stages of life about being successful, being an achiever. In fact, I'll ask you the question now and we can expand on it. Every interview, I do a piece or part of the interview where I ask my guests, if you and I were to go over to Howard University or Georgetown or GW American, we got a lot of them here in the Washington area. And we went into a business class of young wannabe entrepreneurs, young wannabe business people. What would be some you gottas? If you want to be a success, what do you gotta do? A couple of you gottas.
Well, the first word is you have to be committed. Number one. And you must realize that passion is the predicate for extraordinary performance.
You've got to passion be- is the predicate for extraordinary performance. Whew.
Right. And then the key is to assess risk and move forward accordingly and provide what people need. Leave your ego at the door and stay focused. And surround yourself with just a few people, like one of my companies. I told both of my partners, the most important thing is that we have to trust each other. And if you can get three people to trust each other, you can form a wedge. It's the difference between somebody leaning up against your back with their hand, where all the pressure is diffused, and then taking that same force and putting a knuckle in your back. That's concentrated pressure in the knuckle.
So the knuckle is the concentrated pressure.
And then you have to understand the value of relationships. My life has been changed dramatically because of relationships. All the corporate boards, you know, I can take maybe a dozen boards and turn that out to three people. And you only have one chance to make a first impression.
Right.
I dress to the nines. You know, I wear Timberland Asics shirts, cuffs, Gucci shoes, functional buttonholes. All that stuff is important. No flash, no pinky ring, just my college ring.
We have a dear friend in common, Duke Green, who I've had on this show. Duke Green was one of the greatest entrepreneurs I've ever met. And you have said that same. And Duke had a business that you became a consultant, help him to grow the business exponentially. Talk a little bit about what you did. He was making a decent living, and you helped him make a strategic shift and helped him grow to become the biggest, biggest Black-owned company in America.
Duke was the best client I ever had. And Duke, first of all, was a listener. An active listener. He never interrupted. That was the first thing. The second thing is he would do things. He would take your advice. For instance, I did an analysis. We were putting $350,000 a year into business development. I think we had four or five people. And 90% of the new business came from the professional staff. So he fired everybody except one guy, Bobby, and he let him sit. He wanted to get the contract from Ted Higgins for parking at Nashville and Dulles.
Which was a big deal.
Very big deal. So I said, well, we're going to go after it. We're going to get a chance to bid it. How are you going to do that? So I went over and talked to Jim Dyke at the White House, worked with the Vice President Mondale. Jim said, well, we're going to have it competed. Because it was just rolled over here like an evergreen, you know, contract. So it's self-renewing. So we were able to get it pulled and have it bid. And Duke got the contract. That's how he got into the parking business.
He got in the parking business. He made millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Then he wanted me to run the company. I said, I don't want to put a foot in these headaches. You know, that's your thing. You know, I like the analytical stuff. And so we had a great relationship. In fact, I come in after work. We go get a bottle of wine and go up on 14th Street and pull a little cider and just drink that bottle between the two of us. And then we both kind of stopped drinking. But we just had fun. But he was very honest. That was Duke. He was very upfront, but he was totally focused on business.
I met Duke when I was 17 years old. My brother took me to his office. He had a beautiful office on the 10th floor on Vermont Avenue. I'll never forget going. Yeah. And he said something to me that changed my thinking. He said, I would rather make money and give it away than not make it at all. He said, focus on becoming wealthy. And he said, focus on becoming wealthy. Get your education and work on creating long-term wealth, which is what he did. And so we thank God he came across our path. Okay, so Carlos, you've been able to have success in the Navy. You've had success as a government administrator. You've had success as a part of controlled data. You've had success as a consultant. You've had success as a board member. You have created wealth, but then you've taught your children. You talk about your grandson and how you taught them early on about the power in investing. In the 2 minutes we got left, tell us about why it's important to be thinking about the future in investing.
Well, I told my grandson, he got into the market at age 12. And I used to take him to the movie on Friday night. And he said, Gramps, I bought Tesla at like 70 and I sold it at something like 200 and something. I said, Blake, you're not supposed to sell. Don't touch capital. Let it split and grow like that. He's had a portfolio since he was 12 years old. And I took him to they call them wealth advisors now. I took him in to the office. And he said to Blake, he said, if you put $2,000 a year for 10 years in the market, when you're in your 50s, you'll have over $1 million. That's compounding. A lot of people don't understand that. Okay.
Oh, the magic of compounding.
Compounding. Do the penny test. Take a penny and double it every day. After 30 days, you have over $1 million. And so Blake focuses, he's in the Art School of Architecture. My granddaughter, she's an honor student, National Honor Society. She's going to Virginia Tech, Blake's going to UVA. And I try to pass on with their parents, you know, certain things about the principle of deferred reward, living below your means. And that's key. You cannot have it both ways. And this is very West Indian, and frankly, it's very Jewish. You know, you let your money work for you. There's a book by Lewis Kelso called The Two-Factor Economic Theory. All wealth is a product of labor and capital. In the end, capital will outperform labor every time. It's like the millionaire next door. Very simple stuff. So.
Wow. Wow. Well, I want to thank you, Carlos Campbell, for being part of this show. You are just a phenomenal resource, and I am grateful for you, and I'm grateful for your friendship. I'm grateful for your mentorship and your advice, and you're always giving me the true deal and not pulling the punches. You tell the truth to me each and every time. And thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Dr. Willie. You are God's gift. Remember, we are here to manifest His glory. That is real.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you again. And folks, I want to thank Carlos and I want to thank Truist again. Be sure to check out the Truist podcast, Money and Mindset with Bright and Brian. It's real talk about ways to reach financial confidence and boost your mindset. Tune in wherever you listen to podcasts. Truist. When you start with care, you get a different kind of bank. Truist. Truist is a member of FDIC. Well, folks, we've had a great show. I hope you got all the good goodies I gave you from Carlos Campbell. I want to thank each one of you for listening. I want to thank Carlos. I want to thank everybody. Now, listen, I want you to go to winwithwilly.com and make sure you sign up for the newsletter. And then I want you to also get my resources there, my books, my audios, things that will help grow your thinking, because it's your mindset that will impact your long-term success. And then join us every Monday night, 9 o'clock Eastern on A Jolly Marriage on Facebook, A Jolly Marriage on Instagram, and Willie Jolly LinkedIn Live for Make Love, Make Money, Make It Last, the broadcast, where we talk about how to improve your marriage and how to fix the relationship repair that needs to be done in your relationship and keep you going strong. Dee and I have been married for 37 years and haven't had an argument in 35 years. And the book has been getting incredible responses from people all over America who are saying it helped to save our marriage. Go to JollyMarriage.com and get the book. And then follow us on A Jolly Marriage on Facebook, A Jolly Marriage on Instagram, and Willie Jolly on LinkedIn Live, Monday night, 9 o'clock Eastern. All right, folks, have a great week on purpose. And remember, for sure, your best is yet to come. God bless you. Enjoyed this podcast episode, and I hope you got something of great value. And I hope that you were inspired, you were motivated, you were empowered, and you were encouraged to live your best life. I hope this information and this inspiration will help you to do more, be more, and to achieve more. That's the goal why I started this program, and I hope it helped you in a mighty way. Now, I ask you to make sure and that you take full advantage of all the resources that came through this program. I hope you go to wjspeaks.com/gift and get some of the free resources that we have there for you. I hope you go to wjspeaks.com/shop. to get some of the books that we have created, that we've labored over to make sure that they will deliver a powerful message to you. I hope you go to williejolly.com/billionaire, williejolly.com/billionaire, or wjspeaks.com/billionaire to get the box that it will inspire your whole family, or get the bag of books. Make this a great day, a great week, a great month. And remember, it is true that you are blessed and all things are possible for them that believe. So make the most of the belief that you have now in your future. This is Dr. Willie Jolly. Have a great day.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.